styles. From obscure field recordings to new recordings of traditional styles, you'll hear music from around the world that you won't hear anywhere else. That's Musica Mundi, Wednesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. on KGNU.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Sholta Gale.
Support comes from The Celtic Connection, a monthly paper for people of all backgrounds who enjoy Celtic events and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. Roger at the microphone tonight, and I have been lucky enough to come across a treasure trove of all new music from some great Irish and Scottish artists. Seamus Egan, Brona McVitie, Siobhan Miller, Martin Butler, and a terrific trio out of Donegal called Fiddle. So I'm going to open with a couple of Seamus Egan tunes. You might recognize the name. Seamus has been the lead man and producer for Solace for a long time, and he is originally from Pennsylvania and moved to Mayo, and now that Solace is taking a hiatus, he is back in Philly, but he's taken a little bit of a break, 23 years between solo albums, and so he's released a brand new solo album that is called Early Bright, and it's got 10 tracks of all original music, and he's joined on piano by Maura Smiley, guitarist and pianist Kyle Sana, Owen Marshall on bouzouki, Joe Phillips on double bass, and the Fretless String Quartet also pitches in. So here's a couple of tunes from Seamus Egan, 6, then 5, and Everything Always Was. Thank you. Two original compositions from Seamus Egan off his latest album. It's only been 23 years since his last one, but the latest one's called Early Bright. All instrumental and highlights eight original compositions, 10 tracks total, eight of which are original Seamus Egan compositions. And while Solis is on their sabbatical, he has moved to rural Vermont and contemplating his writing output, two of which you just heard. Early Bright, great, great album. Okay, moving right along, a couple of other new tunes now from a really, really talented Irish woman. She's a singer, harp player, songwriter, and here are her renditions of two traditional songs off a single that she released, getting ready to release her second album. Very, very talented lady named Brona McVitty, and play a couple of cuts called The Green Man and Eileen Aroon. They've got an interesting interpretation of Eileen Aroon, which is a very, very old song, been around since 1380, and composed by a gentleman named Carol O'Daly, in which he talks about his love for Eleanor Kavanagh, who was daughter of the Leinster chieftain. And in it, he compares her to a flower of the hazel glade. And Brona presents a very interesting interpretation of that. So so here's Eileen Aroon, and then I'll follow that up with The Green Man.
Constant, no. chieftains are scattered far. Truth is a fixed star.
Couple of interesting interpretations of trad songs, Eileen Aroon and The Green Man. Brona McVitie, she's released one album so far. Debut album was We Are the Wildlife, released in January 2018, and she's got another album coming out soon. And she enjoys mixing electronic sounds. She's got a collaboration with a duo called Isan, Robin Saville and Anthony Ryan. Interesting. So, moving right along into a trad space, there's a really great fiddle trio out of Donegal, and the trio is called Fiddle, F-I-D-I-L, Aidan O'Donnell, Kieran O'Monaghy, and Damien McGeehan. So their latest album is called Decade, in honor of the amount of time that they've spent together as a group. Six original compositions mixed in with some trad Irish and Scottish. So I'm going to play a couple of tunes here, a pair of reels, Pinch of Snuff and the Wild Irishman, and then a lovely air that they've done called When the Ship Leaves the Harbor, a piece that was really primarily associated with a fiddler out of Glen Colum Keel named James Byrne, who passed away in 2008. And that's an interesting arrangement of that particular tune. So here is Fiddle with a Pinch of Snuff, and then When the Ship Leaves the Harbor. Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful slow air from Fiddle. When the ship leaves the harbor, a review in Folk Music UK on their website calls it the disc's proud emotional centerpiece. If you've ever been to Ireland, been to southwest Donegal, Glencolum Keel is a village with a harbor seaport facing out to the Atlantic, nestled in between a couple of hills, and easy to imagine ships slowly leaving that harbor, heading out to sea. All right, going to shift gears a bit now and play some tunes from an album that is a concept album, and it's also a tribute album, a tribute to Thomas McDonagh. Thomas McDonagh was one of the seven signers of the Irish Proclamation, and also one of the 16 leaders of the Easter Rising in 1916, who was executed in Kilmainham Jail. I had the good fortune of meeting one of his granddaughters a couple of years ago. She was here visiting from Dublin, where she lives, and heard about him from her and saw a lot of pictures, stories, that sort of thing. The concept album is called Poems and Songs from the Woodland's Edge, and it was produced by a Tipperary man who now lives in Boston named Martin Butler. And it is a tribute in 31 tracks to Thomas McDonagh. It's a collection of his poems and various songs that inspired him. Martin is from Clough Jordan, the same small village in North Tipperary from which Mr. McDonagh came. And a small village such that the last census showed 511 people lived there. And growing up, Martin learned a great deal about Thomas McDonagh and became fascinated with his story, the courage, the poetry, the music, the language. And working with his family, with McDonagh's family, and with a lot of other musicians. I mean, he got 60 different musicians involved in production of the album, including people whose names you would readily recognize, Monica Brennan, Colm O'Brien, Mr. Maloney from the Chieftains, Patrick Bergen, Liam O'Monley, Aoife Clancy, a lot of different people. Anyway, I'm going to play a track from that album called Boy on the Boat and Boys on the Hilltop, Real, and then an interview that I did with Martin earlier this week, and then a couple of other tracks from the album, a poem, and then a rendition of The West Awake. So here is The Real, Boy on the Boat and Boys on the Hilltop, Martin Butler.
Thank you. I've got Martin Butler on the phone, and I'd like Martin now to talk to us a little bit about the new album that he's released. You just heard a track from that album, and I'll play a couple of more tracks after the interview. But Martin, good man, how are you keeping?
Hello, Roger. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to meet you, at least over the phone. I know we've been communicating online, so thank you very much for having me on here.
You're very welcome. So what inspired you to do this album about Thomas McDonough?
Well, Thomas McDonough, of course, is from the same hometown as myself, Clochjordan, in North Tipperary, and growing up in a small village in Ireland with a patriot sharing the same streets and ideals, if you will, as a country boy growing up there, you couldn't help but be influenced by that. The schoolmaster in Clochjordan was a huge fan of history, Irish culture, and he taught all of us school children about honoring our Irish culture and history, and my own parents too encouraged that, of course. So it was hard not to be influenced, Roger.
And where did the idea for the album come from?
Well, in 2016, I did a project on McDonough to correspond with the 1916 commemorations. And I always felt there was so much more to be said and done regarding his life. And I had the good fortune to be out one evening with Martin O'Malley and Turlough McDonough, Thomas McDonough's great-grandson. We started chatting about his life and poetry. And Martin turned around and said, wouldn't it be great to take a journey through his mind and mindset and where his influences came from? And that was, I suppose, the seed that led to going forward with this album. It was just an off-the-cuff remark while we're just chatting about Irish music and poetry, as Irishmen and Irish-American men do. And all of a sudden, we were on the move with a new album.
Looking at the list of artists who performed on the album for you, it reads like an all-star who's who list. How did you recruit all of those different people to play for you or with you on the album?
Well, some people say you don't get anywhere with flattery. I am going to have to go ahead and heartily disagree. You can get everywhere with flattery. I've been very, very blessed and fortunate to have a lot of great friends in the arts. And I reached out to some people that I was honored to have on here. Paddy Maloney, Lima Wainley, Monica Brennan, true different different avenues. I had met or known them over the years, and I thought, well, if I try to reach out to them and they give it a go, well, then that would be a huge coup. And the fact that the album was a project that hadn't been tackled before certainly piqued their interest, and I'm actually still a little flabbergasted and overwhelmed myself when I look at the list of people who agreed to be on here. I just kept asking people and they kept saying yes. So the album was originally supposed to be 25 tracks, and as you can tell now, it's 31. So I had a lot of yeses to get to.
So you mentioned a member of the McDonough family who helped inspire you. I've met Muriel McCauley, one of Thomas McDonough's granddaughters. How involved was Muriel and other members of the McDonough family?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is that this album probably wouldn't have happened without the support of the McDonough family. Their dedication to helping me out and was unparalleled. Muriel, in particular, is just burst of energy and wisdom and knowledge. When anyone who's met her will tell you that. But to have her on board from the very beginning was wonderful. And she helped get me get in touch with other family members. And next thing I know, I have three great-grandchildren and Thomas McDonough's granddaughter on the album. And then she reached out to her sister, who's a wonderful writer, and she did the liner notes for the album, Lucille Redmond. And I'm absolutely thrilled to have such a connection to the family and their support, and that means an awful lot to me. I try to be very authentic in any project I tackle, and to have that type of support immediately really gave me great sense of pride and determination to make this album be the best thing it could be, you know?
Now, we talked a couple of minutes ago about the all of the different artists. Do you want to name some of the artists
on the album? There's only about 70, so well, it was great to work with All-Ireland winners Liam Hart, Joya Bardis, Stuart Peake, who are in the Boston area, great friends of mine. And then to have actors Patrick Bergen, who was in Sleeping with the Enemy and Patriot Games, who moved to my hometown, and that's how he came to be on the album. And Martin McGuire, same thing, great actor from Dublin. And then to work with Paddy Maloney, Liam O'Mahony, Aoife Clancy, Monica Brennan. It does kind of read like a who's who. And don't think for a moment I'm not flabbergasted by the fact that they all said yes. And also getting to work with Paddy Maloney's daughter, Aideen, for the second time on a project, and Aoife Clancy for the third time. It's just wonderful to have that caliber of musician and artist and actors and actresses be so supportive and want to jump on board. I'm honored to know so many of them, and there's other people who this album wouldn't have been created without, and namely Mike Cleveland and John Schreck, who were inspirational in helping me get this album made by their support and dedication to it. A lot of moving parts went into this, Roger, as you can tell, with so many people being involved and a 31 track album, over an hour of music, song and poetry. It doesn't just happen, and there's always going to be periods where you're a little overwhelmed, and without their support, I would have gotten bogged down here or there, you know. And I even managed to rope in my cousin to get the Dublin Fire Brigade band on there. My cousin was involved. So no stone was left unturned, Roger. No stone. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you called in a lot of different markers and created some new obligations going forward.
Yeah, I'm always happy to fulfill my obligations. I always like to keep busy, and it keeps me out of trouble. I'm very seldom gets me into trouble. It usually gets me out of trouble. I'm too busy to do anything wrong.
Where can people buy the album?
You can get the album on iTunes right now. That's probably the best avenue if you want to get it online. The album will also, you can get it from me directly if you wanted to go onto the Facebook page, which is The Woodlands Edge. But many people these days get music online, and you can look it up under the Poems and Songs from The Woodlands Edge, and that's on iTunes. And you can also, like I said, visit the Facebook page and send me a message, and there's details on there how to purchase it. And I truly appreciate you taking the time to give me a call and play the songs and put me on the spot. I'm going to get at least 5 or 6 text messages later on saying, oh, by the way, you didn't mention me, but we only have so much time, Roger, on the show. Like, you know, I feel like one of those actors on the Academy Awards that when the music comes up, you know, I'm in the middle of a speech with so many people to thank.
Martin, the band is starting to play. Martin, here comes the band.
They're going to bring out the hook in a minute, yeah.
You betcha. Well, Martin, it has been an absolute joy chatting with you. And I know that my listeners are going to enjoy hearing the other tracks that I will play now after this interview. And I wish you nothing but the best. And please give Muriel my best wishes the next time you chat with her. And if travel allows, I'll be in Ireland a year from now for a wedding. My wife has a cousin whose daughter is getting married probably in Castlebar in Mayo. But if we're there, I'll get down to Dublin and visit Muriel. If I'm ever in Boston, Martin, I will look you up.
All right. And I'm hoping, COVID kind of messed my a lot of plans up, but I was planning on going out to Colorado this year. But maybe that'll still happen. Who knows? But I would like to get out there at some point. And if I'm in that vicinity, I will be. I'd love to meet you and chat some more and maybe even have a pint or four.
Oh, that would be lovely. Martin, safe travels to you.
And God bless. Thank you very much for your support and having me on the show, and to all your listeners for their support too. I know I have a lot of friends out there, new friends in the area, and I'm very grateful. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Martin. Thank you.
Knocknacree. The great wood lies below me in the sun. Through all my days it has been still to me, as to the sailor lad the endless sea, or as our cloister to the happy nun. And so must be within until my race is run, a place of natural childish piety, or even to which I may safely flee for restful quiet, the loud world to shun. Dear woodland music filled my heart and brain in the old days to dreamland vistas sung. And when I long had failed to catch again the fleeting fairy notes with mind or tongue, I found that here their echoes ever clung, and plucked a bell, bough ringing elvish strain. Once more thy dusky arms entwine thy woodland child, who lies with dear delight in thy embrace, and feeds his hunger sights open the beauty which is ever thine. And thine alone, whatever changing sign, receive thy Lord. Though through thy isle's dim light reigned haply here first Inishmahan's far height, o'er the twin dunes, the druid's forest shrine, I, late with grief, came from the treeless isle which lies beyond the broken western coast, a holy place unsoiled by foreign guile, where still a noble race may truly boast. They keep the boons which patriots prize the most, yet now with joy again I greet thy smile.
So you heard an interview with Martin Butler, and that was a poem written by Thomas McDonough in 1902 on the Illan Pipes. You might have recognized Joey Abarta. Joey has appeared here in Colorado at the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival. All right, coming up to the top of the hour, and at the top of the hour, I'll be handing the air waves over to EC, and she'll be taking over with Musica Mundi at 8 o'clock. So, Martin mentioned the involvement of one of McDonough's granddaughters, Lucille Redmond. And let me read what she wrote about the album in the liner notes. Thomas McDonough, the young poet who was one of the seven leaders of the 1916 Rising, came from Cloughjordan in Tipperary, the son of a Roscommon man and a Dublin woman who were the teachers in the national school there. He was a poet from an early age and a teacher all his life, first in Rockwell College in Cashel, then in colleges in Killarney and Cork, finally a lecturer at University College Dublin. As an inspector for the Intermediate Board, he traveled to schools all over Ireland, and after his work would cycle out through the countryside on his flashy Hudson bicycle, stopping to gaze with serious grey eyes and talk to everyone he met. He is remembered more for his tragic death before the guns of a British firing squad than for his life and poetry. This album, compiled by Martin Butler of Cloughjordan with some of the world's great musicians, aims to correct that lack. Lucille Redmond. All right, I've got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to play just a bit of another cut from that album, The West Awake, and then at the top of the hour, I will hand it off to EC for Musica Mundi.
When all beside a vigil keep, the west asleep, the west asleep, alas and well may Erin weep, when Connaught lies in slumber deep, their lake and plain smile fair and free, mid sing, oh, let man learn liberty from crashing wind and lashing sea. That chainless wave and lovely land.
You've been listening to Shalta Gale with Roger at the microphone on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Musica Mundi with EC.
And good evening. It's so great to be with you. I'm EC, here for tonight's Musica Mundi. Let's get started with some music from Alan Dargan.